You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. We'll turn now from idols to icons. Sutro Baths, Wells Fargo, Stern Grove. What these San Francisco staples have in common is they were all founded or developed by Jews. Jewish people have been living in San Francisco since the city was founded, and it's the topic of a new documentary called American Jerusalem. As the film explains, few people know this part of San Francisco history because, like many others, Jews came here to reinvent themselves. So many left their Jewish identities behind. KALW's Alyssa Kapnick has more.
Adolf Sutro was 20 years old and living in Prussia when he and his family decided it was time to come to America. He landed first in New York in 1850. Only 1 week later, he left his family to make the difficult journey to San Francisco through the jungles of Panama.
There are a great many alligators in the river, which are monsters very much dreaded. The mosquitoes were so thick that they filled the whole air.
This is from the film. An actor reads Sutro's words.
The heat was unbearable.
Jews were drawn here by the same thing that drew everyone else, gold. But when they arrived, they found something more, an opportunity to reinvent themselves. Here's the film's director, Mark Schaefer.
What drew me to this story was the idea that it was an epic American tale that it transcended the Jewish experience. It spoke to anybody who's come to this country as an immigrant and had to figure out who they were going to be here.
Many of the first Jews to arrive in San Francisco were from Poland or Bavaria. They were fleeing hate laws and humiliating restrictions. For example, in 1800s Bavaria, Jews weren't allowed to farm or join guilds. They were kept from holding public office, attending schools and universities. They were kept separate, made to live in ghettos. Here's historian Mark Dollinger from the film.
Throughout most of Jewish history, if you ask Jews who they were, the response would be Jewish, because Jewish trumps Russian or Polish or French or German. In San Francisco, Jews quickly become San Franciscans. They become its chief cheerleaders and advocates, and they are very, very proud of their city.
There was no established aristocracy in San Francisco. The main status symbol was race. Again, the film's director, Mark Schaefer.
Jews were accepted as whites and able to compete alongside other whites for success. That was a brand new experience for them.
Jews took their newfound social acceptance and ran with it. They started banks and dry goods stores. They ran for public office. But this ability to assimilate came with a fear. Jews never wanted to become the other again. So when San Francisco suffered a long economic depression in the 1870s, Jews faced a tough choice. Working-class whites were taking out their frustrations on the city's already underpaid Chinese workers. Historian Mark Dollinger.
The question would be, how would Jewish San Franciscans, who one would think would understand and empathize with another marginal group, how would they respond to the Chinese? And the truth is, they responded more as white Americans than as Jews.
In 1877, this anti-Chinese sentiment culminated in riots. The Jews didn't join in, but they sided with their race.
And Jews were white. And so they became beneficiaries of prejudice rather than victims of it for the first time.
Schaefer says this begs another question. What made those Jews Jewish?
If I start, which I never did, but as the Jews in San Francisco did, many of them, if I start celebrating Christian holidays and eating pork and shellfish and all the rest, what is it that makes me Jewish now? I happen to think all those people are Jewish, but I don't know why they are. I struggle with that question some, but it's a good struggle.
There's never been a Jewish ghetto or even really a Jewish neighborhood in San Francisco, but you can find markers of Jewish integration and success all over the city.
If you go to Golden Gate Park, there's the Julius Kahn playground. And you can go there and watch kids playing in that playground who never knew who Julius Kahn was, the most powerful Jewish politician in the country, and he was San Francisco's congressman.
There's Levi's Plaza, the San Francisco Zoo. These places can be traced to some of those early Jewish immigrants. Then there are the more recent places built to honor Jewish culture in the city. The Jewish Community Center, the Contemporary Jewish Museum, and more than a dozen synagogues around town. Coming to San Francisco shaped those early Jews. They found new possibilities of identity, choice, and freedom. And they used that freedom to help shape the great city we have today.
There's a kind of Jewish legacy. When you go visit places, you can see this history or hear this history.
You just need to know where to look for it. In San Francisco, I'm Alyssa Kapnick for Cross Currents.